We mainly work with people who are chronically homeless, and one of the things that was called for today was support for people when they're homeless, but for as long as required. And for people who are chronically homeless, you need that long-term support. The second thing is housing. It's very difficult to get people good quality and safe housing, and we need to see more investment in that at both the state and the federal level.
On the first point though, what are you currently doing? What are you trialling and what's working?
A project called A Journey to Social Inclusion. So we're working with 40 people over the next 3 years to demonstrate that it is possible to break the cycle of homelessness, and that it makes economic sense to do it. That we're tracking the economic impact of this intervention to prove that the cost of the intervention is much less than the cost of people being homeless.
I've just seen people moving mattresses and bits and pieces of furniture here into Common Ground, the new social housing network facility here. Generally, when we think of moving house, it's a really stressful time for most of us. I'm sure it's the complete opposite for these people that I've just seen move in today. How important is this complex that we're standing in, and why is it different?
This is a fantastic complex. It is great accommodation, and it's mixed with some support, so that people, once they move in, they're not left to fend for themselves, that they have the support to maintain their accommodation. That mix really has the potential to end homelessness for the people who move in.